Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Greg and Kim Skaggs, Greg Reich and our guest Larry Holy Cross, signing in to do one more show with the Blog Talk Radio program in the past. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm doing fantastic. Fantabulous.
Well, this is kind of a bittersweet show for us. After much prayer and much talking and discussion, and after doing this process for, 4.5 years, several years before the blog radio show, live calls and things like that, we're going to say goodbye for a while, Kim. Why don't you walk our listeners through kind of what the process was for us and how that looked like, and let them know we're not slamming the door in this space. We're just closing it, and we're open to what God may have in the future. But right now, this is going to be it for a while.
Well, you said it, Greg. It's bittersweet. And I personally feel that the last 3 to 4 years have been such a blessing to be able to dialogue with you, to dialogue with our various guests, speakers that we've had, and of course our ever faithful Larry. It's been, you know, as you know, it's been challenging at times. Some of the topics that we've discussed have been, you know, we've walked away from these calls thinking or being provoked to think about the way that we process, the way that we interact with people, the way that we see God. You know, it's just been kind of a plethora of fodder for thought for me many times when we've hung up from these conversations. And while I have so enjoyed it, been challenged by it, at times been humbled by it, as you said, the last several months in particular have felt like God may be moving in another direction. That's, like you said, not to say goodbye, but possibly to kind of reinvent and reassess where we're going with Blog Talk, where we're going individually as well as collectively. And, you know, I'm like you. I never say never. I don't want to shut the door on anything. I want to stay open to whatever the future may hold. But for right now, feel like the time has kind of come to for this particular season of the Path Community Blog Talk with Kim and Greg, to we bid adieu to it, and it's been a great ride, and you know, I've loved every minute of sharing with you, Greg, and you too, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to what may come in the days ahead.
Okay, well, I think I logged Shelly in. Shelly, are you on?
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Shelly.
How's it going?
Doing good. We were just starting to get to what we're going to talk about today is obviously the end of a chapter in the Blog Talk history, and it's so appropriate for our listeners to have you, Shelly, on, the president of Lawrenceville Jones Incorporated, as one of our greatest supporters, one of the individuals that helped cast this dream for this process. So welcome to our final program for a while. Kim and I have been trying to explain that we're not slamming the door on this space. Right now we feel that we're being pulled in different directions, and that someday this space may open wide up again. But at this point in time, we're kind of having that bittersweet moment of having to say goodbye. So, Shelly, welcome. Feel free to jump in and say anything you would like to say. This is going to be a very informal 25 minutes of this show to just reminisce, say goodbye, let our listeners know how much we've appreciated their commitment and how much we've enjoyed the process.
Wow. You know, it is just an amazing feeling to be here, to be surrounded with giants in my life and in this community. And you as well, Larry, you've been involved in this process for years and you know the worth and the value behind the path and what it stands for. And so thank you for being a great friend and a great advocate and a partner with the PATH community so long. Greg, you have just been amazing. Your leadership, your visionary desire to bring your skills and to bring your talent to people for so long. I mean, I just applaud you over and over and over. I can't thank you enough for who you are in our lives and what you've done to help shape the PATH community. And you, Kim, for your visionary leadership as well, for the ability to take simple that sometimes leads us to the complex and then back to the understanding that you so often share with all of us in this community. And your gifts and talents have also been a huge part of my life, and we'll all continue to stay connected, I'm sure, and be together. But wow, this is a defining moment in our history as an organization and in the PATH community to kind of close this chapter for a while and allow God to move in directions and ways that we really, you know, may not understand at the moment or even see or comprehend. So thank you both for allowing me to be here today to be part of this celebration and also a little sadness of seeing this chapter close.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Shel.
What I thought would be appropriate, Kim, maybe is if we each took a few minutes and just kind of explain to the audience where we see God kind of leading us and why we feel the need to shut the door for a while on the PATH Blog community and what we kind of hope to accomplish over the next little bit in each one of our lives and that kind of thing, so that the audience knows that it's just not, we're just not done because we're tired or enough, but we actually feel like we're going a different direction, each one of us in different ways, and that it's time to kind of regroup and restructure and see what's going on. Are you open to doing that?
I absolutely am. You want me to lead off, or do you want to share first?
Why don't you go ahead and lead off, Kim, and then I'll come in, and then you guys, Larry and Shelley, you can interject and jump in anytime.
Okay. Well, you know, as Shelley mentioned, we've been a part of the PATH community for several years now, and I don't intend for that to change. But, you know, as with any organization, any living organism, there's morphing and just evolution that naturally happens. And so the roles that you and I, Greg, have been playing within the organization have been a bit diminished, and with that diminishment, it's given us opportunity to kind of think about where, you know, some other paths that we may need to explore. And for me, coaching's been a big part of my life for the past 5-6 years. And I was having and still do have a pretty healthy client roster. Love coaching, love the fruit that I've seen with the clients that I've had the honor of being able to work with. But over the past several months, as you know, everybody on the call knows, my family and I moved to a rural area where we've become kind of farmers in the dell. And along with this transition, this geographical transition that we've made, I feel like it is paralleling with that is kind of a business and the whole coaching model as I've offered it is transitioning as well. So for the past, actually in the fall of last year, I started kind of winding it down with the majority of my clients because I really feel compelled and provoked to spend some time writing. One of the things that I think the body of Christ is sadly lacking and deficient in is having a true understanding of the character and the nature of God. That's not to say that people don't know God or the people who stand in pulpits on Sundays and are church leaders aren't very sincere in what they're doing. But it's been my experience as both a pastor and a coach for the past several years, and most of my clients are predominantly Christians, that there seems to be a real conflict, an internal conflict that people deal with regards to their relationship with God. And I wouldn't be presumptuous enough to say that I've got it all figured out. But what I do know is that when you come to know Him, as I believe He wants to be known, condemnation, shame, and all the other things that so many of us grapple with for years begins to diminish. So I am spending my energies doing a lot of research, just trying to have quiet time on my beautiful land here and listening, letting God download some things into me that I need, as well as the things that He wants me to share with those that I'm in a position to influence. And hopefully within the next several months to a year or so, the byproduct of this transformation that's taking place will be evidenced of, you know, a book that hopefully will be published and put into the hands of at least you three. So that's what's going on with me. And all the while, I've kind of put PATH community, I mean, it's been such a big part of our lives, Greg, you know, for the last two or three years. It's not something that I want to neglect or forget about. I just want to shelve it for a while and see what God does, you know, in the days. You and I have talked about doing something together, collaborative work, you know, and we've talked with Shelley about this as well many, many times. So it's going to be interesting to see what the next few months, next year or so holds. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree so much. And I'm similar in aspect of where I see myself going. I'm holding a very interesting space right now in my life. For those of you guys that don't know me very well, I have elderly parents that live in Montana, and I'm on the West Coast in Washington. And though I have three other brothers, I seem to be the one that has the lateral movement to be able to spend more time with elderly parents. And my dad's going to be 90 in April, and he's not very healthy. And there's just been a lot of family transitionary times there. So that takes up a lot of my time. It's been taking up quite a bit of my emotional energy. And it's just been an interesting place to be. Obviously, honoring my parents and loving my parents is a huge part of who I am and how that is. Besides that, God has opened up other doors for me in different avenues. I now am enjoying a visiting adjunct professorship up in a small Bible college. I take the month of January and I go up to a small Bible college in Canada, and I teach life management up there. So the PATH and the PEP are huge to me, and it has opened doors up there for me to where I get a chance to integrate that in a college-level course called life management. And it has opened doors for me. I have probably spent more time mentoring via Skype students on PATH and PEP issues over the last year and a half than I ever thought I would ever do that. And God has reopened up another door in my life that I wasn't sure I'd ever walk through again, because I love coaching so much. And that's one of the things that I do for my livelihood, is going back to more of a mentoring role. And that's living life with people in a mentoring basis. And I now have been asked by a couple of young adults to, if I would step into their life and live life with them, mentoring them in a way that is much more advanced and intense than coaching ever would be. And I really prayed about that space, and I feel that that's where I'm led to go with that. So with that and different interests, theological interests that God has laid on my heart that are just on the cutting edge of the theological world right now, I just really feel torn between a lot of different things and the need to step up my business to increase income to be able to pursue some of the things that God is bringing my way is ever on the forefront. So it just became obvious to me that I needed to open up a space to where I could look at some things a little bit different perspective and move forward on the PATH and the process that was there. And so I'm like you, Kim. I'm interested to see what God has to do the next 8 to 12 months. I hold this space very sacred. I don't let go of this space of the PATH community very lightly. But I do believe that if or when we come back to this process, one of us does or both of us does, that I will be better equipped to take people along the journey even further than we've been able to take them now because of the journey that God is beginning to take us on in the process. And mm-hmm. so that's kind of where mm-hmm. we held the space. We just both felt that maybe it was time to step back for a little while, let the path community sit, and let us integrate all the stuff we've been talking about and learning on our own path process and see how that works on that. So, yeah, that's kind of where it was. My heart will always be Path and Pep. I think I bleed Path and Pep, will probably bleed Path and Pep for the rest of my life. I just think it's so powerful and it's so, so true in so many ways, in so many different levels of how it can help and deal with things. So that's kind of where I'm at. So, Shelley, Larry, comments, whatever, you know, feel free to integrate and jump in.
Well, let me just say this. Shelley, I want you to share whatever's on your heart, but I do want Larry to just kind of, since he's been such an intricate part of what we've been doing, Greg and Path Community, to just kind of share his thoughts and maybe where he thinks the Lord may be leading him in the next, you know, couple of months to a year or so. And then Shelley, you know, jump in.
Sure, okay.
So, Shelley, it's good to talk to you again. And
yeah, you
yes,
too, Larry.
We will definitely stay connected. And boy, there's just so many thoughts. Try to put them in some kind of an order that will make sense and without rambling and bambling. Greg, you have people who are fortunate and blessed to have you in their life. And I know that because you've come into my life and you've blessed me. Kim, I am looking forward to what God is going to say to you as you write down and put ink to paper for the church. It's going to be profound, and I know that. For the listeners, it's been, I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed it. I hope you've been as challenged as I have been. Kim used the word humble, and I totally agree with that. I'm the same way, to be a part of this community, a community that is not a community as we think of communities, but it is truly a family. And it's a family of faith, but it's a family that cares for one another and looks out for one another. Iron sharpens iron. And it's just for me, it's just been over the top. As
thanks,
we, and we, you're welcome. As we go through life and we've been saying that this is a chapter that will close, there's always a new and better chapter that comes along. And that's exciting, and I look forward to that. I've temporarily lost my chain of thought here, but for me, I'm not sure exactly where God is leading me. And I've been looking at this for the last two or three years, I guess, and trying different things, and it hasn't worked out. But I feel His presence with me all the time, and I know I'm getting closer to what it is He wants me to do. Now, let's tie that into the path. The path sets your mission statement, and your mission statement for work and life. The challenge to all of that, at least for me, has been what exactly does that look like? And the conclusion I have come to is it does not have shape or form, but it is certainly not void. It is very fulfilling, very rich, very deep, very intimate, and yet I have learned that there are different things that I can do because of the gifts that I have been given, because of the calling that is on my life. And in doing those different things, just because I'm doing this particular thing as work today doesn't mean God doesn't have something else, something different for me down the road.
Mm.
And that's part of that path process for me.
Absolutely.
Being open and being aware and being submissive to whatever God wants me to do. I went through the path in 1997 in San Diego, and it has been life-changing and life-transforming for me. And I am ever so grateful for that. So this has been a great, great time, and I look forward to when we can all reconnect again and continue on the path. So, those are my thoughts. Thanks for letting
me
share.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Is this a 30-minute show, Kim?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it's just kind of been writing as you all been talking, and as you know, all of you know, there's this thread that runs through our lives, and not to worship it or anything like that, but it is part of our connective tissue now, this process that that we've all encountered, this path experience, the elements, coaching, mentoring, leadership, you know, what Larry said, this community, this family of being cradled in a process often makes us almost feel sorry for people that haven't had it or something like that. And it's just a beautiful way to engage and embrace our calling and who we are, and helps us understand. But it's that strand in us. It's that it's part of our connective tissue now, and it's not going to, as all of us have stated, it's not going to go away. And so we're confident of that. And, you know, I'd like to focus just a few minutes on, you know, where everything is headed. You know, we've, all of us have talked about, you know, what's next, what's on the horizon, what's going to happen, mm-hmm. and how will we stay involved and engage in moving our gifts and talents forward. But, you know, Kim, just share for a few minutes, and then Greg, share for a few minutes this process you're in. You know, coaching was kind of at the helm of how we all started our mm-hmm. relationship together, and now, you know, we've kind of moved through this cycle of life, and Kim, you're going to write a book about it. And Greg, you're mentoring and teaching others about it. Talk just for a few minutes, Kim, about what that feels like for you right now, what this season mm-hmm. Is like for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Shelley, as you're talking, my eyes are welling up with tears. Really out of gratitude, because I think that there are people who mark us in eternal ways. And I can say, really without exception, the people that I have had the honor of engaging with on a personal level through the PATH process, and particularly through LBJ, I feel like were people who were strategically positioned in my life to mark me. Hmm. And you know, if I just use you as an example, Shelley, you are, and I've told you this before, you grow people. And mm-hmm. I cannot express to you how much your influence in my life has provoked me and challenged me to grow. I'm so thankful for that. And the same with Greg. Greg and I are, you know, we're compadres, and we always will be. Whether we have a weekly mm-hmm. blog talk or a monthly blog talk call or not, he's my brother, and he always will be.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And Larry, you know, just your commitment and faithfulness to PATH Community and always your encouragement. So I think, Shelley, that the whole process for me has just been, again, as I said, in a reflect back on the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years that I've been a part of this amazing journey, there's such an amazing, and I'm going to use the word residue, that I have been left with. You people mm-hmm. have left a profound residue on me and in me mm-hmm. and in my life. And obviously, you know, Lori Beth is kind of the catalyst for all of this. I mean, it was her book
sure.
that I read 20 years ago that brought me to this place that we are today.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
the process will always be in process, will always be morphing mm-hmm. and evolving and growing and changing. And I'm just so thankful that I've been able to share a piece and a part of my life and continue forward in the future, being able to share and do life with you guys. It's been such an incredible blessing. So
Kim, when is this book going to happen?
Well, it's happening now. Again, I'm doing a lot of research. It's requiring a lot of research for me to sit and to listen. I mean, I could sit down and write, but we don't need another book on how to do God.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just going to be a book about God, then somebody else can write it. I'm not interested in that. But if God has something that he wants to say to open a heart or heal a heart or illuminate a mind, and I can be part of that process, then, you know, that's what it's about. So the book is, right now, God is illuminating Kim. And as Kim becomes more and more illuminated in the various areas that she needs to be, I will share that. The writing part is not the difficult part. The hearing part is the challenge for me right now. Right?
Yeah, for all of us.
Yeah.
Wow. And how about you, Greg? What is this like for you, this new season, this advancing of your gifts and talents? I recall a year ago or more, you really struggling with going back to corporate, having to go back to corporate mm-hmm. America. And, talk to us about where you're at right now, what that feels like.
Okay. Before I do, I was going to say we're going to run into the recording, so any of the listeners that happen to be live, you're going to have to grab the end of the show by logging back in and grabbing the MP3, because obviously we're going to be talking for a few more minutes. To answer that question, wow, what is it like? Three words come to mind as I was listening to you guys talk. Parenthood, soul tsunami, and destiny. The whole tsunami concept, you know, this thing begins to overwhelm. Parenting, you know, every man and woman have within them this ability to birth something. And what I have realized over the past couple of years dealing with my parents, struggling with being a solopreneur of my own business and doing things like that there are certain things that I found limiting, that I don't want to be limiting anymore. And one of those is the idea of reproduction, of birthing something beyond what I've already had a chance of experiencing. So right now I'm in this process of saying, okay, God, now what? I'm here, I'm available. I will be the faithful son that you've called me to be. Funny thing is that corporate America has has not opened up its arms to me. You know, thankful coaches picking back up. There has been some other avenues that I'm getting licensed in and a few other things, and it's like, it's a really good space for me. So right now, it's this silent, I'm going to say a silent tsunami, as we know how a tsunami works, this earthquake or something takes up and it creates this wave that starts out slow and begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what I feel right now, is that God is doing a work within me on a faith level and on a commitment level to just some of the foundational things of who I am as an individual that is beginning to swell, and I've got to reproduce it. And so obviously, you know, when I got an opportunity to go teach up at a small Bible college that is not glorious, it's out there, it's just a very small school, and they're struggling to keep their doors open, and they were looking for someone to teach a course on life management, and my name came up, and they asked me to send a proposal, and they fell in love with the proposal, that they are now making it a required course for all freshman students to take. It becomes a fun process, because I get to see them struggle with creative tension. I get to see God birth something inside them that they never thought was possible. You mean I can plan this thing that God has laid on my heart and build this vision in a practical way that it's just not going to happen? You know, you mean I've got an active role in this thing? And it just has been so fun to watch students struggle, to be involved in their lives via Skype or FaceTime at any hour, day or night. They call me and, Coach Greg, can you answer this question? You know, and it has just begun the birth pains of watching children in the faith suffer as they wake up to the realization that God has something bigger in mind for them than they could have ever imagined. And so it's just a very interesting time for me. It's a time of peace, but yet turmoil. So I have all these different oxymoron things taking place, and it's just become an interesting space for me. And that probably doesn't answer your question, Shelley, but it's really so hard to put on, because it's just one of those sacred spaces that it's like, okay, God, I'm willing to listen you speak. I'm willing to move to that next plateau of the walk you have me on. And whatever that looks like, I'm willing to let go of everything in order to get there. So it's been an interesting process.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm very excited for each of you in different ways, and happy that we've had this time, that we've had lots of conversations. You've blessed a lot of people. You've impacted listeners that you may never know. You may never meet them or hear from them. That's the beautiful thing about this medium, is that people can just continue to be enriched with the content. It doesn't go away. It stays here. So until we pick it up again, and who knows when that will be, there, you know, we don't have any timelines on that. But I'm excited for each of you and the journey that you're on and the steps that you're taking towards fulfilling your purpose in this world. And that's a very exciting place to be.
And thank you for helping us with that process, Shelley.
Yes, thank you
for
being a very vital part of that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Well, with that said, I'm going to have us say goodbye one last time. Bless our audience and thank them again for sticking with us all this time. And to those faithful listeners that have logged in, we look forward to connecting some other way, either through the LBJ site or some other way that if you've got words of wisdom, insight, or questions, feel free to figure out a way to connect with us, and we'd be more than willing to continue carrying on a conversation with you guys. So, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. And Shelley, I'm going to let you finish off what you need to, and anybody else that wants to close out.
I will just leave you with number 24 and 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord has turned his face toward you and give you peace. Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Larry, for that blessing.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Shelly, anything else?
Thank you.
You know, I just wanted to say on the PathElementsProfile.com website, both of you are listed there, Kim and Greg, I believe, as regional contacts. Let me see. Kim and Greg, yes. So if anybody's looking to get to you from this particular point on and they happen to listen to this, that is a place they can find you as well.
Thanks, Shelley. I'm going to end it with this. Jeremiah 29:11. This is to all of our listeners. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's what the path is all about. It's about hope in the future. So to our listeners, we bless you. We ask that the Lord, we pray to the Lord that he keep you in his tender care, and we look forward to the next time we can connect. Blessings to all of you. Thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
Thank you, Kim. Okay. Thank you, Greg. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Be careful.
Bye, Larry.
Be safe. Bless. Bye-bye.